The Comedy Central hit series, Workaholics, Eric Griffin. Eric, are you there, buddy?
Yes, everything is going great, you know. I could complain, but I won't. Life is good, you know, workaholics, traveling. I'm enjoying this whole process. I feel like a kid in a candy store. It's great.
Describe for the listeners your character, Montez.
Well, you know, Workaholics is about three, like, slacker guys who work at a telemarketing company, and I play Montez, which is just one of their coworkers and kind of their natural enemy at work. You know, I'm just this, like, he plays this, like, salesman, and he has numerous kids with my wife. I mean, it's just, like, a fun character to play, and, you know, it's a really good time. It's a really great set to work on, and you know, I'm just happy that people respond to it. Like, it's great to be on a show that it's people's actual favorite show. You know what I mean?
Let's jump into the second question here. What's the chemistry like between you and the rest of the Workaholics cast, like Adam and Blake?
You know what? It's pretty good. I mean, the guys are really fun to work with. You know, they really make me laugh. It's sometimes it's hard to get through some scenes.
They're hilarious. I know.
Because of the nonsense that goes on set, you know, and it's like Adam, for instance, like he always adds stuff to the lines that are like that are that are making fun at me. Like there's a couple of scenes, like I remember
sort of like an improv, addition, yeah.
Yeah, little improv, like Adam's little improvs are always stuff that's like, you know, against me. Like he said something about my nose. That's not in the script. I was like, come on, man. Something about my hairy knuckles. That's not in the script.
Oh,
you know?
No!
It's always stuff like that, and the guy they love doing, like the episode where I ate boogers. What, right before I shot that scene, Blake all day. Blake was like, "I can't wait for you to eat those boogers."
I can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, it's really playful. It's kind of like a big brother little brother relationship that I have with them, and you know, it's really. Like I said, if you think we're having fun, it's because you're right. We are having a lot of fun, sometimes too much fun.
Well, that's awesome. So let's hear what your funniest moment. Keep in mind, we need to be radio appropriate here. The funniest moment that has happened so far on the Workaholics set. Ooh, this will be good.
Yeah. Well, okay. This just happened.
Oh boy. Okay.
I have to, like, in this recent episode I just shot, my character falls over a table, and they actually wanted me to do the stunt, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I did it one time, but it was kind of like, it was a little weak sauce. So Blake starts goading me on, you know, he's like, oh, that's all you got, you know, and he basically tricked me into doing it better. You know, he tricked me into being like a stuntman, and I was like, you know, afterwards I thought, you just tricked me into doing that. I didn't even realize it, but it was like a really funny thing because they had the actual stuntman there, and the reason why it was funny is because when the stuntman did it, he didn't do it as well as I did, so that was like the joke of the set that day.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That had to be hilarious. So it's going to be exciting, and I know a lot of people are excited for season 4 of Workaholics. You can follow, I believe, on Twitter at Eric Griffin. Is that correct?
Yes, it's E-R-I-K Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, Eric Griffin. Yeah, I'm always tweeting about the show, trying to tweet from set, and you know, people always have questions. Like, you know, I get a lot of crazy questions from people that are always like, how does Blake's hair smell and that kind of stuff. So. You know, the girls love the boys.
Yeah, they go nuts. But
yeah, so I'm just trying to get the ball out, you know what I mean?
Exactly.